Blog Talk Radio.
Many brave enough to join a network marketing or MLM business opportunity soon lose their brave heart and chicken out of the industry, leaving before they even have a chance to see if they'd be successful, much less to achieve millionaire status. Join me as I chat with 20-year veteran millionaire of the network marketing space on how hanging in there pays off. You have tuned in to Debt Free Wealth Radio with Trudy Behrman. Thank you for taking me along with you as you're listening in on your mobile phone, on the web, or through our syndicated outlets. Welcome. I teach biblical strategies of stewardship, also known as biblical management, in the areas of money, resources, time, and the body. And I promote programs and products that help Christian income earners become a profitable steward of what God has put under their control, because prosperity is not promised, but it is within reach. Profitable stewardship creates debt-free wealth. So today's topic is hanging in there pays off. MLM millionaire, 20-year veteran of the industry shares with me today. And I am so happy to have with me Deanna Waters. Deanna,
thank you. I was just getting some static there. Thanks for having me on. I'm really, really pleased to be part of this.
That was probably the clapping that you weren't hearing, probably, Deanna. You're over there, over in Canada, right?
Yeah, Winnipeg, Canada, right in the middle.
Awesome. So, guys, Deanna is a 20-year veteran of the network marketing profession. She has achieved millionaire status and built an energetic team of producers. Deanna is also my good friend, and she's agreed to share with us today how longevity in a profession where many pop in and out like weeds actually can pay off. The MLM business model is highly underrated, negatively exaggerated, and is creating, in my estimation, more new millionaires than any other opportunity that corporate America has to offer us today. And Deanna, you know, it will be joined by some team members, which I'll let her introduce in a bit. So you'll hear some other voices speaking on how being involved in the network marketing space, and particularly being on Deanna's team, has made an impact on their lives. So Deanna, question for you. In the 20 years that you've been in this, I'm sure you've seen many people join and leave your company. So considering that the average person won't even stay in a job longer than about 3 years, what would you say is the reason that you've been able to hang in there and you're still with the same company up to now?
Yes, it is interesting. You know, when I look back on my corporate career, which is in marketing, communications, advertising, you know, that kind of world, I really never did stay with a company any longer than 7 years. Achieve what you feel you need to do, and then someone else hires you away, you win the award, somebody else hires you away, and or you get to where you are, and the more you have to offer. And finally, I had come to the openness in my mindset of realizing it somehow is always working hard for somebody else. But it never gave me freedom, but for sure. It was long hours, a lot of traveling. And I realized that there should be a way I could work from home with the skills I had. And I did try having my own marketing company and discovered quickly how difficult that is to set up all on your own. And so then I became open to the whole idea of network marketing as far as how you leverage your time and your efforts with other people, and that there's no ceiling on your income. I knew it would be hard work. I would have to put some consistent work into it. Anything worthwhile, it takes time and effort, that I'd have to learn some new skills. But I realized I was open, and so the first company actually was one that was jewelry, and I quickly learned that you don't make much of a living that way. How much jewelry can a person buy? But it taught me about working together with teams and so on. So when the company I'm with came along through our sort of financial and advisor, I said no to him 6 times. I was so upset from this first one and vowed I'd never do that again. And so then he had another friend call me, an accountant, and just said, Deanna, quit being so stubborn. This company's going to change your life. His wife had had some of my health problems, and they had been solved with this particular product line. And he said, you know, it's going to change your health. It'll help Dave with his health. And before you know it, you're the kind of people who tell other people about it, and you guys could be set free financially as well. So it was that second voice. And then when we sat down and actually looked at it, we both realized as a company of integrity, we both actually have science degrees, and so this happened to be a science-based company. And so we realized this was something we could stand behind. And so when I talk we through this conversation, it'll be my husband too. He's kind of behind-the-scenes person. He does all the finances and so on, and the encouragement and certainly will come out with me on various things. So together we made that decision, and that's really helpful when a couple together agrees on something. And then we just went out there. We were so excited and told people about it. And we literally have never given up one because the product has made such a difference in our lives. We'll never go off that. And then when you see the difference it makes in other people, then you become that much more committed again, realizing you can really make a difference in people's lives. Our corporate careers, you know, they were good for the company or something, but they didn't really change anybody's life. And whereas this way, you can help them have more time, better health, and if they want it, if they're willing to work at it, then they can also have a better financial career. So that's kind of what has kept me going. It's just an exciting career. It was one that we'd been praying about, and it came to us, and we've just seen God at work in our lives through it all, and we're just very thankful, just truly thankful. I think Thanksgiving keeps you going in pretty well anything.
So would you say, Deanna, that longevity with a company increases a person's chance of success?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we look back and think, okay, you know, it isn't easy because sometimes you get discouraged in other people because you see the possibility for them and their skills more than they do. And people, this is a quitting society. You don't like piano lessons? Oh, you can quit. We teach our kids to be quitters, and then we go on and quit. And so, but we didn't do that. We saw the benefit of this. We believed in the founders, the manager, and so on. And we look back now, and there were ups and downs, but 4 years after we came in, someone I sponsored another couple out of Quebec that within a year were certainly making more money than us and more successful, and they're always in the top 20 earners in the world with this company. We're maybe top 200 or something like that, but they just took off with it. What if we'd quit in year 3? You know, but they were in year 4 that they came in on our business and have made a huge difference. And that's like today, the person you sponsor today could go on and be a huge success, which also helps you be a success. Your job is to help them. And you long for people to be more successful than you, because that's what it's all about, is helping other people achieve their dreams. And that keeps you in the game, and it keeps them in the game.
Well, speaking of having others in the game with you, you have some team members on with you today. I'm going to open up the lines for everybody. I'm going to ask you to introduce them, and we'll take it from there.
Okay. Well, the first one I'll introduce is Paul Roatensky. He's been with us for 15 years, so there's longevity as well, he and his wife. And he was a former computer programmer and graduate from the University of Manitoba here. And his wife was a financial executive, sort of financial planner with a bank. And they both, well, I'll let Paul tell his story, but it's been exciting to work together with them and their two beautiful kids. And then I thought it would be interesting to invite A.M. Williams also, who's one of our newest team members, but he comes with tremendous skills that we can all benefit from. And that's the beauty of this is, you know, Paul comes, he's so good on IT, on computers. You know, you call him and this is happening or that's happening. He immediately knows, oh, yeah, just do this, that, or the other thing. And A.M. Williams, who's a leadership coach and career development certified life coach, has been doing this for numbers of years, and he studied global business management at University of Phoenix. He's from Charlotte, North Carolina. So you don't have to be in the same city to work together. You don't even have to be in the same country because most network marketing companies are all around the world. We're in 20 countries and then another 5 or 6 where people can just order the products. And so you never know where your business is going to go. And A.M. Williams brings this whole maximizing your value to live the life you want and has already impacted our team in such a short time. So, you know, never, ever give up. Here it's 20 years later, and we are so privileged to have A.M. Williams join our team. So,
well,
you never
let me just say
know.
This, because A.M. is a mutual friend of both of ours, and it's interesting because I know we've together known him easily, 3-4 years, and it took, you know, now he's joining your team. So sometimes relationships actually, you never know where they morph over time.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah. Be patient, develop relationships and true friendships over time. And without that ulterior motive, it's just that when the timing is right for them and for you, it comes together. And also we pray about it. We pray for our team and we pray for people we meet with and for peace in our hearts that we would be show integrity as we work with everyone. And that those that are meant to be part of our team will become part of the team. And then is to encourage them all you can and be real and hope that they also will see the benefit over time.
Okay, I have a couple other questions here. I'm going to put this to the team members first. Maybe we can start with Paul. What impact, any Paul, has being in this MLM, this network marketing opportunity, made in your life? And then we'll go to Andre.
Well, thank you, Trudy. And I'd like to thank Deanna for that beautiful and warm introduction. You know, 15 years ago, I think there was some divine intervention that brought us into our partnership with Deanna. And it's been a pleasure to build together with her. Back then, 15 years ago, my wife and I, Lynn and I, were attracted to a vision of better health. We were searching for some kind of solution because, frankly, in her 20s, she was chronically ill, and she was always fatigued. And today she has better health than she did back in her 20s. So in looking for better health, we ended up finding Deanna, and we were introduced to this business. And what I discovered is that I had two careers before. I was what Deanna didn't mention was I was in sales, and I was relatively successful with that company. But our company was bought out by a larger company. Now we had two sales forces with one line of customers and one line of products. So although we weren't officially let go within a year, all of us were gone. So I went back to school and learned how to write computer software. I felt I was always good at puzzles, very analytical, so I got into that. But when I eventually jumped ship to leave a successful potential computer consulting business where I had customers, clients lined up, and I would be very well paid, I jumped in with both feet with my wife to this because it offered the promise of a solution for better health. And when I looked at the vision, I said, yeah, this is something we could do because it spoke to us with a voice of integrity. And it gave us two things that were unique we didn't have before. One was the opportunity to earn residual income. And, you know, we were the type of people, too, that if we found something that was wonderful, we would share it with others. And we have. And a lot of people have stayed committed to the products and have stayed with us over the past 15 years. And so you compute the value of that. A customer that stayed with you from 2001 to today, that's worth thousands of dollars in our pocket. And all we did was reach out, and we're helping that family as well. So the residual income has been fantastic since we've raised two children, and it's allowed me to stay at home and spend time with them and do the daddy stuff as we need to do, and now they're older, they have more activities. Life gets busy. Thank God for that residual income. The other thing, though, it gave me is leveraged income. And as we've referred it to others that also had a heart for sharing with others, those people went and built their own businesses. So we've partnered with them, poured all our heart and soul into them, and they're building their own businesses. For 6 years, two of our teammates actually were earning more than us. We've only surpassed them in the past couple of years because I've gotten busy again. So, you know, the one thing that I realized was that everything rises and falls on leadership. You know, John Maxwell's longtime been a mentor to me. One of his books, Developing the Leaders Around You, really speaks to this because I, you know, rather than just working on myself, if I could have a vision for teaching and leading other people, I learn better that way. And wow, the compounding effect of that as you help people just simply develop trust and build relationships with them, they go out and run the race, and wow, it helps you too. So that's how it's really impacted our lives. In the year that we had our second child, my life got busier, and our income with network marketing went up by 40%. Well, what happened? Well, it was our teammates that really picked up the ball and ran with it. It's like the footsteps poem, he'll carry you. So, you know, with regard to longevity, I would just say that the grass is greenest where you water it. You know, we've seen a lot of people, you know, be attracted by brighter, shinier objects over time, but, you know, nothing, I wouldn't say anything negative about that because, you know, it all depends on the person. You know, if they didn't find what it is that they were looking for, or frankly, if I think that people tend to leave people rather than leaving opportunities. And if you don't develop the relationships with them and really build the trust, and we've made a lot of mistakes, we have had some people leave. But if you do that, pour into them, they'll stick with you, and it pays dividends.
Okay, awesome.
Anne? Hi, Trudy. Good to be back with you again, my friend. I would love to just basically to just expound upon what Deanna and Paul said so eloquently. We're all very familiar with the maximum that your network is your network. What that tells me is that the most important thing to do is build relationships. As previously mentioned, I've known you and Deanna for about 3 or 4 years. And in the period of time, what I've built is very, very, very profitable relationships. And these are individuals who really show you how much they care. And care about you and your success. And as you see here, I have two veterans within the network marketing industry. And again, that's a selling point all within itself, to have people who have been in the industry or who have been with the company this long to have done so much. And, you know, all I can say as far as how it has impacted my life, the greatest thing that it's done for me is given me very, very strong relationships. That's the major impact that it has given me. It also has given me a chance to build my health wealth. Many people pursue the financial, and then there's completely nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, without health, it literally is still limited. So therefore, having the health and the wealth together, that truly is a winning combination. And this company has given me the ability to do both and impact more lives in a way where I'm actually able to change people's lives and actually create a better quality of life of my own. And that's a very important part, Trudy. You know all too well, very few people get to do what they love. And even if they do get to do what they love, they don't get to make the kind of money that they want to be able to do it. With network marketing, you're actually able to do both.
I agree. Okay, so, oh, wow, hold on a second. My screen just went crazy. All right, so network marketing, MLM sometimes is called that, is just a business model, guys. It's just a business model. You know, there's nothing more to it. In fact, as far as I'm concerned, there are lots of companies that start out as start from scratch, regular companies, and then they apply the network marketing model to how they operate. So it's simply an operating model. And it, in my mind, is one that's making more new millionaires today than traditionally corporate America seems to be offering, especially to the groups such as waitresses, teachers, blue-collar workers. You know, Paul mentioned going back to school. I mean, some of the people who are becoming millionaires from network marketing have not gone back to school. And even those with master's degrees are not making the kind of money that waitresses who have succeeded in network marketing have. So just throw out there, and this is open to anyone, why do you think the network marketing model works so well? There's some things I think, but I want to hear what you think.
Well, I could jump in there quickly. It's like the game of golf. Okay, a lot of people go out, they buy a set of golf clubs, maybe they buy a really nice set because they want to enjoy the game and do something with their friends. A lot of people tend to be average golfers. That's the average. But, you know, what is it, 1% become like a Tiger Woods? So it's to be successful requires a lot of different success factors, and you know the biggest things are working with a team. In network marketing, though, it gives you the opportunity to truly work with a team where your motivations are really in line. Not one person is over another, and no one is your manager. So that's the greatest gift, and perhaps the greatest liability, because you have to look in the mirror every day and say to your boss, which is you, you know, let's get to work. Let's do something and change lives. So accountability, but also teamwork is awesome.
Okay.
Great response, Paul. I'd just simply like to add to that, that when you think about traditional business models like hierarchies, even in situations where they're flat organizations, any situation which you put yourself in where the potential is limited, income will always be limited. And so when you think about the major difference multi-level and network marketing has really created is that there is no cap on potential, therefore there is no cap on salary. Deanna and Paul both mentioned that they had people in their structures who actually made more income than they did. How many organizations can say that? How many traditional business organizations can say that? And then how many of them are proud of them for doing it? That is
right.
a major difference that I've seen within the structure. And so when you think about an organization with a hierarchy model or even with a more decentralized structure, there's always, you know, this one person who has subordinates, who has subordinates, and who has subordinates. Well, just imagine with the network marketing organization where you have this structure, and it's very much like a tradition. In that sense, the only difference here is the potential is not limited, therefore the income is not limited. And so the individual at the top builds this amazing organization where people inside of the organization are changing their quality of life, and they're improving their incomes and taking it to astronomical levels, and everybody's feeling great about what they do. And I think that's a true measure of influence, is the ability to lead others and allow their potential to be unlimited as well as their income.
That's
well,
so
kind of tie both of what Ann just said with what Paul said, too, is that while you're talking about that hierarchical structure, even a decentralized one, the fact is that, as Paul said, you look, you know, within each level, you're still your own boss. You're still looking in the mirror and saying, get to work. So the hierarchical structure that appears to be in the network marketing is not a true boss, top-down type situation. It's more of an introduction to the opportunity, not I'm your boss. So that's why those below could come up and exceed the ones above in income. Deanna, what were you going to throw in?
Yeah, I was going to say, one, you should study the marketing plan of each company that you're looking at, because some plans are difficult to do and others are easier or more fair, I would say. So you want to be careful of that, to really do your research on each company for its products and for its compensation plan and how the teams really do work together. And then once you've found one that really has, you know, has been voted in the industry, the Network Marketing Today magazine, as one of the top companies for their plan, and then check out the products the same way, what are the third-party accolades? You can then, with confidence, go forward knowing it's not just about you. It's helping others to also succeed. And like we've said, it's so exciting when they even, exceed what you are able to do. And to set one another free, to be able to have more joy in your life, more in your life, better friendships or more friendships, friendships that can go around the world, and that your faith is a very strong part of this whole process, and the excitement of seeing what God is doing in your life and how he's working in other people's lives as well. And we just see faith at work in network marketing, certainly in the company we've chosen. So many people are people of faith, and it's wonderful to work together with them.
All right, we have just about 3 minutes left, guys. I'm going to throw one last question out there. Be very time sensitive as you answer it, and I'm sure it's going to be one of your favorite ones to answer. How important is leadership and leadership development to creating your success with inside an MLM situation?
Your 30-second version.
What is the key to leadership?
No. How important is leadership and leadership development to creating success and momentum inside of an MLM? You've got to be real quick because you have 2 minutes now.
Okay. It's number one. It really is important. Build your own leadership skills and help others to build their leadership skills, because it's all about helping one another to achieve greater goals.
Yeah, and I would agree, and I would add to that the limit – the only limit you have is, I guess, the limit you have on you place on yourself. But the growth of your organization is limited by the leadership. So you need to develop your own. You need to cultivate that in others so you can really leverage the team leadership of everyone out there.
AM, you got 30 seconds.
Yes. I would just simply say leadership is extremely important, because leadership is influence. And so you're a built. You cannot impact what you can't touch, and you can't touch what you can't influence. So you got to have leadership in order to build an organization. It's key. As Deanna and Paul both say, it's priority number one.
All right, guys. So thank you so much for putting all that in today, guys. MLM is network marketing, simply a business model. It's been successful for Deanna and her team. I want to thank you all, Deanna, Paul, and AM, for being with me this morning. And again, thank you all for joining me here on Debt Free Wealth Radio. Here, Trudy Behrman here. I am super simple to find, and debtfreewealthradio.com is where we're at today. Thank you guys for being with me. And listen, if you're looking for a network marketing opportunity and you'd like to hear more from, you know, connect with these guys, however you found this show today, there will be a comment area below, and each one of them will comment there, so you can go ahead and use that to connect with Deanna Waters, Paul, oh gosh, Paul, tell me your last name again, Rohatensky, and Anne Williams. Thank you all for joining me. Thank you so much.
Thank you.